Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Great work. 20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website, twice weekly cyber column. As I've said many times, you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. If you're a Republican, you want to know what he's got to say. Rich, what
Mullings,
is going
by
on?
By the way, Jim,
say again?
Mullings, by the way, will be celebrating its 20th birthday on March 15th.
All right. Well, we'll have to.
I just thought about that.
What are you going to do? Is there going to be a party or something?
Well, I just thought of it, so I haven't kind of gotten that far down into it.
I mean, I think Madison Square Gardens is open. I mean, something as momentous as that, you should run out the hall.
I thought a domed stadium, maybe.
Yeah, this time of year, so you might want to be a domed stadium.
I got to call into Jerry Jones to see if it's open.
He's got that magnetron or whatever it's called up there. So that's a you on that, you up on that, Rich, is a little too heavy.
I know
that might be too heavy. A little overkill. Too much? Yeah, I think so. So, all right, Rich, what's going on in inside the Beltway today that most people don't know about that you think is a big deal? What's bubbling up there inside the Beltway that you think could blow the lid off of something on either side?
Well, I don't know about blowing the lid off. I mean, these things, it's hard to keep secrets anymore, but the Congress has been on vacation for a week.
No wonder I felt safe.
Yeah, that's right. The nation never sleeps so soundly as when Congress is in recess. I think that was a little Rogers line. But so all of the stuff that's been bubbling up all week that everybody's been talking about, this is the first time the Congress, not only the members of the House and Senate, will be back together to talk to each other about it in the cloakrooms and in committees and what have you. But it will also be the first time to have the cable news network report, Hill reporters, run after them down the hallways and stick microphones under their noses, mm-hmm. and ask them questions about the Russia investigation, the fact that all those new charges were filed against Manafort, again about the. You know, we think about things that are really important that real people just don't pay attention to because they've got real jobs.
Well, especially since all the things, from what I can tell, all the things that the special counsel has found has been unrelated to what the purpose of the special counsel was for.
Well, so far, I mean,
that's what I say.
Don't know.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's right. And but you're absolutely right. So those discussions will happen in real time. So. And something will pop its head up. I mean, we still have the Florida issue. That this is the first time they'll be around to talk about that. So everybody will want to know what kind of law the members will try to put together in a hurry. Everybody will be thinking about they'll be coming back and talking to each other, Jim, about what they were hearing at home,
right,
as opposed to what they're hearing on CNN or Fox or MSNBC.
But in terms of things that have been going on all along, I mean, what do you know about the Manafort? About the Mueller investigation? Is there which way is that flowing? Which way do you think that's moving? Is that moving towards Trump or away from him, or is it going to wrap up? What do you think?
Well, I said over the weekend in an interview, the first time I've used this phrase in a long time, that it may come out that Trump doesn't actually reach Trump, but he's named an unindicted co-conspirator.
Huh.
You remember the last time that happened?
Yeah.
That was Richard Nixon.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't found guilty of anything other than
cover-up. But there's no evidence at this moment to even indicate something like that.
Well,
right?
Because we're not there yet.
Yeah,
well,
right.
I mean, there may never be.
But could there not be just as easy for Mueller to say, you know what, and he doesn't make an announcement. He just starts saying, you know, we're investigating this the other way. from the origins of what
except
gave rise to this.
Except that Mueller doesn't say anything.
Right.
That's what makes everybody crazy.
That's right.
He doesn't telegraph anything. And I'm not rooting one way or the other. I mean, I just think that we ought to move on with this thing and everything.
Well, I think the whole thing is a farce.
I know you do. But it's a little bit like reporting a football game by saying, well, they just got a, you know, team A just got a first down, so they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, no, they just got a first down. It's the only way to go.
Well, it's making America crazy. I wish they'd wrap this up there. Out here on Main Street, it's making us crazy. Hey, Rich, good job today.
That's
come
right.
back
we
soon.
We don't need any more things to have us crazy.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. Mullies.com. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.